morning. Here with Billy Irvin and WLBL Radio, Faith Radio, and got a few people around, maybe some more join us on Zoom in a minute. But Billy, why don't you just start and give us a brief update on what's going on with y'all?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. And I'm used to talking to people I can't see, so to have these people here, this is more normal. Thank you again for all this church does. We're so thankful for Trinity. Of course, as you may know, our roots are here. Some of the first people who began the ministry began on their knees here a couple of years prior to our start. Did you know that today is Faith Radio's 39th birthday.
Wow. Wow. Happy birthday.
Is that neat? Wow. And we're here today on our 39th birthday.
Wow.
And it was 3 years prior to that that people said we need to have an education. We actually began as Montgomery Education Radio. And it's always interesting because you have to think back. There was no internet, none of this. And so people, there were a group of people traveling to Birmingham to, you know the story, to get education, seminary classes. And they're like, man, if I could keep from driving up I-65 to Birmingham, let's just put it on the airwaves. And what would it take to put it on the airwaves? We'll learn our seminary classes and we can share it with the world. And that's really how it began. But 3 years, there were obstacles, obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, till God finally opened the door up. And it was on this day, 39 years ago, that we went on the air here in Montgomery. And we're very thankful that Fraser Church, and again, it's not a Fraser Church radio station. Everybody sometimes thinks that. But they were the ones that said, hey, we got an old trailer in the back parking lot. And y'all can have half of it. And it wasn't air conditioned. And so that's how we began. And today we are in Montgomery. We are in Andalusia and Dothan. Those are three what we call full power radio stations. And last year we were blessed that in Dothan we powered up. We were given permission by the government. We are government controlled, and that can be good and bad. The FCC controls what we say and what we don't say. I'm going to share about that in a minute, but I'm going to tell you the other cities. So we're very blessed. And those three cities were full power. And then on the edge of those, the FCC allows you to have some smaller stations. So in Bruton, we have a station that kind of covers the city of Bruton, Alexander City, Sylacauga, and Eufaula, we have a station. And we're very thankful, Jemison and Thoresby area. So that is what we are very blessed to have as our FM coverage area. Now, God has greatly grown our ministry in the last few years by allowing us to use these things. I don't know if y'all have ever seen one of these, but we have a free app that you download, and we have a lot of people that listen to us on their phone or their computer. So live stream on the internet, we hear from people all over. You may have heard me share this story. I had a lady call us from North Japan, and so she had a need, which a lot of people call us with needs. So I call her up and say, I'm here to pray with you. And on the other end of the phone, I was like, wow, you don't sound like you have a Japanese. She goes, oh, I'm from Titus, Alabama. And God has us here in North Japan. My husband is a math teacher on the military base here. Mm-hmm. And we feel so disconnected, mm-hmm. yet Faith Radio connects us right back to our home and saving God's word. So we have a lot of people that listen to us. I have a gentleman who listens every day. He used to live in Graceville, Florida, where we were picked up in Graceville from Dothan. And he moved to Washington State for to be near his family, grandchildren. And he listens faithfully and says, there's not a lot of Christian radio out here, but my favorite one is right here. So a very faithful listener. So we're very thankful for people. I had a group last year before that called me up, and we get a lot of prayer requests at Faith Radio. Every morning our mailbox is full of people who've gone and taken the time to write I need prayer for this or that. And this had a area code that I wasn't quite familiar with, which is not uncommon. Someone may move to Montgomery and they, let's say, live in Connecticut. So I called the number, talked to the lady, and went through her request, and we prayed together. And I said, just curious, where are you calling me from? She said, I'm calling you from Connecticut. I said, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How did you find this? She goes, oh, well, someone from Alabama moved here. And my whole Bible study, we listen to you all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we're just very thankful that the reach of what we do. And I say we because you're part of this. You are part of what we do. So everything I'm sharing for you today, I want to give God the glory. But I also want to say thank you because you are part of what our ministry does. Now, if you look at the prayer requests, you would see that we're in deep prayer for God enlarging our territory. And this would be in a city called Mobile, Alabama. And I'll just tell you, we don't need it. We don't have to have it. It's not like we got to have this. No, it will be a gift from the Lord and his direction if it happens. I don't know that it happened. I just ask you to help join us in prayer. But in December, we got a call from a gentleman in Mobile, and he said, I have been basically given a Christian radio station. I was the engineer. I'm the Wally Boswell of this time. Our dear buddy Wally. We love Wally. And he said, Mr. Tucker was 90 years old and he passed away a couple of years ago. And, he left me, his engineer, pretty much his radio station. The family owns the property. And, so the family sold the property. They wanted their money. He now has a radio station that he says, I'm an engineer. Yeah. And he said, I really don't know how to run a radio station. I know how to keep it running, but I don't run it on a day to day basis. He said, we have some great Christian music playing on it right now, but that's not ministry to us. We want a ministry. I feel God saying we want a ministry. So he has this station for sale and has told us that I believe that you are the ones that need to be doing this. Now it's got a couple of technical obstacles. And we can probably talk about an hour on that. So I won't go do that today, but it's an AM and an FM combo. The FM covers that Eastern Shore. Mm-hmm. And we would bring something into that part of our state that they don't have, a product of Christian music and Bible teaching, a good mix of that. I don't know about you, but I think
Mobile County and Bowling County.
Yes. And it's in Fort Payne. I mean, not Fort Payne, Spanish Fort. Spanish Fort. And so, I don't know about you, but I think we all know people who moved to that part of the country. So, I look down our list of people who said, oh, we love your station, but goodbye. We're moving. I've got a long list of listeners. And so we're just praying that God would lead us there. There's some technical issues to walk through. Certainly it doesn't come free. There's some finances involved. And so we're praying, God, you just direct us. If you, where he guides, he provides. So if you provide, and one of them may even be a piece of land that's needed for putting this AM station on. We have been blessed over the years that a gentleman in Newton, Alabama, which is in Dothan, I'll tell you, we rent his piece of property for $1 a month. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing. Over in Gant, Alabama, which is Andalusia, we rent a cattle farm there, a corner of that for $12 a year. Mm-hmm. So we've been blessed over the years. And that may or may not be what happens there, but we're just praying, God, if you lead us, you'll guide us there. You'll provide. If it's not something we need to even look at another minute, shut the door. But so far he hadn't shut the door. He keeps giving us green lights, yeah. But there are some obstacles that are going to be God-sized obstacles. So when it happens, we'll say, only God could provide this. So that's where we are. With that, and I invite you to pray for that. I want to give you a quick update on a couple of things. This was our ministry magazine from the first of the year. And we felt like that we need to encourage one another to stand up. And if you'll see, it's strategically made. It is a Bible. And we're in a time in our world, in our society, that we need to stand up. I'm guilty of this. I think we've sat on the sideline too long. And we let those with a voice that is not standing on God's word to be the loudest voice. And so we've been encouraging our listeners to stand up, stand strong on the word of God. So we have been encouraging our listeners to stand up, and we have gotten a lot of positive responses. And just say, share where you're standing up. And I love this quote that we put in here. And it's from David Jeremiah. And it says, don't stand down. That's cowardice. Don't stand aside. That's compromise. Don't stand against. That's contention. But stand up. That's conviction and courage. And so we need to encourage one another to boldly stand up, stand strong on the truth of God's word. And if it's not the truth of God's word, you're not standing up. You know, you're just getting kind of lost in our culture. Our culture is, for the most part, maybe the majority, not standing on God's word. And we're confused. You know, we're just confused. And the Bible tells us in the last days that, right will be wrong and wrong will be right. People will think this is right and wrong. And boy, we see that all the time. So I encourage you today, as you encourage us, that we need to stand up, stand on God's word. We're not looking for a fight. The battle's already been won, but we've got to stand up because people are confused. I think there's a unique hunger. In the last few weeks, my heart has been so encouraged because there's a tremendous hunger. I don't know if you've seen it, and I don't know how God works, but I do know that on national television, I can't remember when it was, but they're handing out these awards that people just think is one of the greatest things in the world. I didn't watch it. I don't watch that stuff, but I hear on those awards that they were almost worshiping the devil, and things were happening that were just unbelievable on television, and people in lifting up Satan and stuff like that in this award ceremony. And then it seemed like days later, almost out of nowhere, that college students, let me back up. We have sometimes a tremendous lack of value of life. Yet on a Monday night football, I believe it was, could have been Sunday night, a gentleman falls out. And I saw people on their knees praying. And that was another turning point. You're like, wow. I don't know what they're all praying, but they value life of this one player to stop the game and see people on their knees. And it was the talk of, you know, one person's life. You're like, that is wonderful that people felt that way. And it was a reminder that one day, someday, every knee will bow, every tongue confess. I saw a lot of people on their knees. And you saw commentators on the news praying. And so then you see college students on their knees for almost a meeting like this. I don't know if you watched the sermon, but it wasn't one of those A-plus wow sermons. I bet you can't even name who was speaking, right? It wasn't that we had, wow, Mr. So-and-so. It was just a meeting like this that would not stop and went on for days and days and days. So I think these are exciting days. I look up at the movie theater, and people are seeing a movie called The Jesus Revolution. They're talking and going to. So, I mean, God's at work. When things seem so dark and tough, I think I see God at work. So that's exciting. I do see people standing up and standing on God's word. I think there is a hunger for people. But they've kind of, we all know that the truth wins, right? Jesus wins. We know the end of the story. Truth wins. And I think people are just kind of tired of all the stuff that wasn't true. This doesn't really work out. You know, there's a thing called marriage that God developed being one man and one woman. That's a family units. It's so important that we stand strong in a family and that we value life. And so truth eventually wins. And so it's time for us to stand up and be encouraged. So that's kind of been our message out to our listeners. And so I just wanted to share that with you today. People ask me often, how do you know how many people tune in and listen to your radio station? And the answer is, we don't know. We don't know. On our streaming and things, we can see how many people tune in and go to our website. But how many are in their car listening or wherever they are, in their home, in their nursing home. But I very often say this, particularly when we have events at a church. Maybe it's a concert or a special speaker. Not many people show up. We could easily be discouraged, but I often say this. So often we don't need to count them. We need to weigh them.
Right.
And I think in the Bible, Jesus went after the one and left the 99. And so sometimes it's a matter of, I don't know how many listen, but if there's one out there. And so I just want to share with you a couple of ones. This one is a note, and I have these. I know you can't see it as you're driving there or whatever. But anyway, there's something about this that's pretty neat. It says, to the Faith Radio Ministry, and y'all are part of the Faith Radio Ministry, here's a donation of $20. I love what y'all do at Faith Radio. Thank you for what you do each and every day. I pray that God bless you all and your ministry to continue doing what you do, spreading the word of God and your beautiful music around the world. Thank you with all my love. God bless your ministry. You always make my day. And not a capital letter in that last sentence. You always make my day. Now, what's important is, those words are very strong and powerful, very simple. But what's important is attached to it was something that I might need to explain it to you. It's called a money order. A money order of $20, and this person went to the United States Post Office. Now, I don't know how many of you have lately gone to the post office and stood in line and to get a money order. Okay, that takes an effort. That means something. That's very touching to me that someone stood in line at the post office and gave someone $20 for a money order. That they then had to look up our address and write that on there. And then they had to get a stamp. I don't know if you've gotten a stamp lately. That's not always easy. And mailed it to us and put a note in there. Now that touches my heart. That someone said that about our ministry. That they didn't just go click, click, $20, boom. Although people do that, but that's very touching. Isn't that touching? I mean, that's just like, wow. That's wow. So appreciate that one. And this one from Deetsville, Alabama. This radio station is my constant companion. Anytime I'm awake at home, I love so many of the great teachers and faith building music. I'm glad that is your major emphasis, but I'm also thankful for the programs that keep us informed about what's really going on the news front. Things that the secular news media ignores or covers up. Prayerfully thankful for you all. So, and it's so true. You know, people are just like, where do I get the truth? And we prayerfully think about every person, every song that we put on the radio and the news that we share. On the way here this morning, I heard a news story that was sharing about on Good Friday, there is a group who used to work at an abortion clinic. And on Good Friday, every year, they encourage, if you will contact us and you need to get out of this abortion clinic, that's your job and you hate your job because you know it's a bad job, call us and we're going to help you. And over the years, on Good Friday, this group has had hundreds of people that they have helped get out of a very dark place to work and come to light. And I don't think that's a news story that you would probably hear anywhere else, but I heard it this morning on the way here a few minutes ago. So I give God the glory with these things that I share with you. Yesterday, as I was going through the mail, we got this from Andalusia. It says, may I have some more of the business card size Jesus loves you? Thank you. I feel so blessed to have opportunity to share Faith Radio. This is from Ms. Evans in Andalusia. And she was talking about this. I brought you one today. We're much more than a radio station. So we do some things from time to time. There's one for somebody there. We do things from time to time that are just a little different than a radio station you'd think about, but this is a little card that says you are loved and appreciated. Jesus loves you. Nothing you've done can separate you from God's love. A little Bible verse, but on the back, talking about Jesus loves you. And people get these, and particularly I think since our COVID season, you know, to thank people in service. People put these in their drive-thru when they give them their check or their money or their credit card. People leave on the table with a tip that you're loved and appreciated. God loves you. And I'm always amazed how people, I went through McDonald's a number of times. I was on my kick of going through there every day, getting a coffee. And one day she goes, "I don't get my card today." I give it to the lady of this car. It's loved and appreciated. Is there something offensive about it? I haven't heard anybody throw it back at me. Is there anything wrong with saying, "Hey, you're loved and appreciated. There's a God who loves you. And I love you too, because I'm commanded to love everybody." So this lady in Andalusia passes these little cards out. It's just stuff that we provide for people to, and it has a little Faith Radio thing on there, but it's not anything offensive. It's to let people know they're loved and appreciated. And then, am I taking too much time? Is my time up?
No, absolutely not. I do want you to tell us a little bit more about Haiti.
Haiti. Okay. Very good. Haiti is a big question mark for us. Okay. It was probably 15, 20 years ago that a group in Montgomery from Fraser Church went down and helped a radio station called 4VEH, who has celebrated 80 years of ministry in Haiti. They're in the northern part, Cap Haitian. And they have like 5, 6, 7 stations. They broadcast in Creole, the language there. And when this group was there helping them build a new broadcast studio, during one of their meetings or prayer time, they said, "Boy, we would really like to have an English speaking station here." Less than, I don't know what percent, maybe 2% of people here speak English, but we have a lot of missionaries that come here. And so it was that time they put us on the air on one of their many stations. And since that time, I've gotten one of the most amazing notes. Someone wrote us a note that said, I was going to school here in Haiti, and the teacher of our school said, "If you really want to learn English, you can tune to this frequency, and you'll hear English. It'll help you learn English." And the person said, "I tuned in to learn English, but I found Jesus Christ." Mm-hmm. And that was so neat. So Haiti is an area that I can't tell you with certainty that we're on the air today. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can tell you that for many reasons, because this ministry, 4BH, has had many prayer requests that we have no electricity. We need fuel. We went to get some fuel, and the government stole our fuel on the way back. And so their Creole language stations are a priority. But I do hear from them from time to time. And so that's our station there. We rarely mention it on the radio, because I would feel bad saying, "Hey, we're on the air in Haiti." And in reality, we haven't been on there in 6 months. So I don't know. I pray that we're on there today. I know that many times I have to use a generator because electrical issues. Yeah. And so I don't know that our English speaking one little station gets the priority over the fuel and the fuel costs. And so I just tell you that, you know, I don't know that we even put it in here anymore that we're on in Haiti, but we've invested in equipment and things that are needed there. And so a little uncertainty on that. But
circle back to, you were talking about the FCC.
Oh, yes.
I want to hear about
Let's talk about this. Okay. I have to remind ourselves, that's all of us, that we are controlled by the government. The FCC controls the airwaves in the United States. That means from a two-way radio to your little phone at home that you had to get new ones, and the microphones in your church, you had to get new ones in the last 10 years. The frequencies have changed. Ham radio operators, but broadcast people. Television stations and radio stations are controlled by the FCC. Now, let me just tell you what, something that you may not realize. So if you have a Super Bowl halftime show and someone has a wardrobe malfunction, if you remember, it was Janet Jackson or something like that. And, we're so sorry. We apologize. We don't want to get fined. Okay, that's because it was on NBC, could have been ABC or CBS, but those three stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're controlled by the FCC, as is every radio station. But now flip the channel and other cable channel, they're not controlled by the FCC. That's why you can flip it over there and see some pretty ugly stuff, okay? So they're not controlled. That's the internet-based stations that you can't pick up on a TV. You can pick it up on a cable. So some of us in this room remember when that's all we had with one or two stations, right? But the new generation is just all the same if they even watch TV. But those stations, NBC, ABC, and CBS, are controlled by the FCC. And there's words you cannot say on there. You can't say this word or that word or, you know, get in trouble and fined. The same is true for us. Thankfully, you tune in into radio stations, you don't hear that. Now, on Sirius Radio, okay, that's not controlled by the FCC. That's controlled by, it's a different way. It's a satellite that comes into a vehicle, and they have some very bad stuff on there, you know. So they're not controlled. But it all kind of mixes together, right? So I used to think this is a good thing. Our government keeps us people from giving profanity. But, you know, we're under government control. They could one day say, look, every time y'all say Jesus Christ, you need to equally say Muhammad or this or that. And every time y'all have a program that talks about marriage being one man and one woman, you need to tell the other side of the story that, you know, two women can get married, a family can be three men, you know. So the day could come that the FCC says, look, we don't think they're standing on God's word. They're standing on our culture. So they could easily say, look, you can't do that. Over the years, FCC has said you must have so much programming for children. And we do. And that's why cartoons were always on a Saturday morning, the requirements of children broadcasting for children. They could easily say you need to be broadcasting for things that we're against. And so, you know, when we are asked, do y'all discriminate against people? I say, oh, no, I want everybody to tune in and hear the truth of God's word. We don't block people from listening to our product. We serve everybody. Yeah. In fact, there's a group that we wish would listen more, because if they hear the truth will set them free from what they're facing. They just don't know, you know. So that's the FCC and the government control. And so this last year, we increased our signal strength in Dothan. We had to buy about $200,000 worth of equipment to put in new equipment there. And we enlarged our territory, which is controlled by the FCC. We have to put our name in the hat and tell, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to increase that. Now, let me tell you what has happened over in Eufaula. This is another prayer request I should put on there. Pray for our protection in Eufaula. Again, it's FCC. We have a 10-mile radius that we're on a signal in Eufaula. And it's kind of a different deal. It's called a translator. So every, and I could be wrong, it could be every 6 years or every 4 years or every 8 years, we have to reapply to the government, go back and say, can we stay here? Can we stay here? Well, this last time, 2 years ago, when we did this, they came and said, no, we gave that signal to someone over here in Georgia, and you're going to need to shut down. So that's where we are, and you follow. We've been told you will need to shut down the moment that they come on the air. And it is a group from Seventh-day Adventists, okay? And I know some wonderful Seventh-day Adventists. Ben Carson is a Seventh-day Adventist. So I'm not saying that they're not, well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know them well enough. But anyway, they have applied for and have been granted, and they have another, they've had it now for a year and hadn't put the equipment up. They have another maybe year while they was here. You can tell you the date. And if they don't put their station up, then we stay. But if they call this afternoon and say, we're flipping the switch and we're on, we're gone from Eufaula. And it's a point system, and we have more points than they do. So it favors those with no points, and they had no points. And so that's why they won. That's why they beat us out there. If you ever watch WSFA or even us, you'll hear every, like with us, every 8 years or 6 years ago, we'll say it's our year to reapply to the government. And, you know, and let's just say this, you know, as a missions committee, you may have people reapply every year, right? Come and tell us what you're doing. I do this for a number of churches that we reapply. It's a process we all go through. Let's check and see what these guys are doing. Wow, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, so we're going to get someone else. Okay, so what I'm saying the government does is not unfair or anything. It's just that we don't own those airways. We're using them at their blessing, and we reapply. The same is true for WSFA and those guys. You know, if an owner of an FCC station commits a felony and gets arrested, then that station loses. There's been people who've gotten in trouble for it lose. So they have some criteria that are good, but it's also government controlled.
So you could lose it even though you have had that and it's been used a lot in Utah. They could still come in.
Oh yeah, they did. They did. It ain't gonna happen. They already told us you're gone. We're praying that the other guys cannot come up with their, if they don't bring it up by a certain date, it goes away. Yeah. And they so far have not done that. This actually happened to us once before a number of years back. So we don't take for granted that we've gotten all these territories. We realize it's a season the government could come through, you know.
It's counter to freedom of speech, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if it's freedom of speech, then we got to let, if this room allows freedom of speech, then you need to let everyone come through those doors and say what they want to say. But we're not freedom of speech. We don't let anybody in the pulpit here at Trinity Church. We don't let anybody come in those doors and come in here and share Satan worshiping. We would say out with this, right? So, you know, you're careful with freedom of speech. Because it's those in control that determine what is free,
right?
So, anyway, we need to always be praying for those in leadership. Pray for our president. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our Congress. Pray for our mayor. Pray for our city council, because those people are in authority over us. That doesn't mean we have to do what they say do, but, you know, even things like, well, you see it. I mean, we've dealt with this for years in public schools, things they can and can't do or say and can't say. And so we don't take for granted that we can always be sharing the truth of God's word without our government stepping in and saying, you can't be saying that. Jesus is an offensive word, and we will not have, I mean, there's a group in town that calls us hate speech, right? And so anyway, we don't take those things for granted. But God's in control. We trust him every step of the way. Let's see. I could just go on for days and telling you some of these sweet letters that we get. And when people take the time, I got to share this with this actually came from Ufall. That's the reason I brought it. It says, hello, I'm sending this offering donation, love gift, with much love. If I remember right, it was an old $5 bill, cash. In this letter, I thoroughly enjoy this radio station. Every broadcast from Pause to Pray to the music is really uplifting, life changing. Please keep me and my family lifted up and before the Lord. I'm a born again, recovering addict. Even though the messages of this station is, I can't read the writing. Who through the messages from this station is able through Christ to maintain a life with the living. Hallelujah. Thank you. This was from the Rudolph family. You know, we have a lot of people that listen to us that are just like us in this room. But we have a lot of people who are lonely, who live way out in the rural part. They're sick, unable to go to church, have been hurt by the church, or feel like I can't go to church. The walls would cave in. We encourage those people, don't forsake the assembling of yourself. Your church needs you and you need them. But in reality, and you have church members that just don't come. Some of them are incredible, strong Christians. And so we minister to a lot of those people who are down in their bed. I got to tell you, when I think about so often, this lady lives in Bonita Fe, Florida. That's her address, but she's out in a rural part of Florida, just below the Alabama line, Ms. Durand. And she lives in a trailer. She's had a stroke, and she's taken care of her 54-year-old daughter who had a stroke. And they recently lost their 15-year-old, her grandson, who was in a vegetative state. What is it? Persistent vegetative state, a PVS, in a double-wide trailer in the rural part of Florida. And she's a very faithful, faithful listener. And if you talk to her, she said, God is good. He is with me. And, yes, I've had a stroke, but I'm making it. I'm able to take care of my daughter who's bedridden with MS. And we've navigated, 12 to 15 years of my grandson who was in this state. And so, that's the type of people we also minister to. And, people in nursing homes, recently, John Albritton was in the hospital in Baptist East, and he had Faith Radio playing on his television. It wasn't playing one night at 9 o'clock, and I got a call from him. Mm-hmm. It's not on. And a couple calls to the hospital, and it was then on. So, but anyway, we minister to people in so many places. And again, I say this, we, it's you and us together. Sharing the truth of God's word with so many people each and every day. And so you saw our prayer request that we would always be speaking the truth and do so with love. You know, some things that we have to say and share is not always come across as loving. And some of the things that even in God's word, when we're corrected about being off path or something that we just don't believe in, there's a lot of people that believe that we should love one another. And if I love someone of the same sex, that we can have a wonderful family relationship and there's nothing wrong with this. And, you know, the answer is, yes, you can love them. But what's wrong with it is against God's word. And there's probably a few things in there I don't like, you know, in God's word. I wish I could sometimes take something that's not mine. It might take something over here, some electronics. But, you know, it is God's word, and we must stand on it. And we know that we'll be blessed if we're obedient. We know that our life will be rich and full if we obey God. And I'm talking about rich and full in His design. If we meditate on God's word day and night, we'll be like a tree planted by a stream of water. And whatever we do will prosper. And people want to prosper, they just don't know how. And they don't get in God's word, so they don't know the truth. So we're so thankful that we do that all day, every day, with no commercials. I had someone who called me yesterday, and this gentleman is from Hartford, Alabama. And he called yesterday and said, Billy, my dad died in Illinois, and I've traveled up and down the interstate, and I cannot find a station like Faith Radio. I just want to let you know what a blessing you are to me. I've found stations that play all music. I've found stations that play all preaching. But God has blessed y'all with a mix in a way that really helps my life. I've had one person say, it's kind of like going to a Christian conference. You know, you go to a Christian conference, they have the music playing, and there's a speaker that takes the stage. Oh, that was great. And then music comes on. So God's uniquely allowed us to have a mix of music and Bible teaching programs. But this gentleman yesterday said, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate y'all ministered to me and the loss of my dad. You've grown my faith over the years. And just want you to know how much we appreciate your ministry being there. So thank y'all for your part in helping us to be out there to those who are very strong and healthy and can go to church, and those who are unable to go to church, those who work out of their car. I hear from people who say, I'm a home health nurse, and as I go from home to home and house to house, you just bless me. It's sometimes difficult, and dealing with people dying. You're an uplift to my life. I've had postal workers who shared that, I just can't believe my job. I get to listen to God's word all day every day, and I get strength, and I'm just putting things in people's mailboxes. So we hear from all kind of people that are blessed by the ministry. So thank you for what you help us do.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That's so encouraging this morning. We can. Does anybody have any questions?
I said one. How do y'all? I know it's probably hard, but how do y'all decide what to have on the
internet? It's a great question. Do a lot of prayer. Every program that we have on the air has a ministry behind the program, which means if you hear Tony Evans today or David Jeremiah or Chip Ingram or John MacArthur or Johnny Erickson Tata, and today Johnny Erickson Tata talks about suffering, and you're like, wow, that spoke to me. And I need to share that. You can call her ministry, probably get a book or a copy of that and minister to someone. If you're walking through a tough time in a marriage and you listen to Focus on the Family today and they're talking about marriage and you call there, they actually provide you with 30 minutes of free counseling. And you and I both know that 30 minutes of free counseling is not going to help you, but without those 30 minutes, it might be a turning point. So they have a ministry behind their program that you call, and they are going to give you counseling and then direct you to a Christian counselor nearby. So every program we have has a ministry behind there, books and things that you can purchase. So that's one criteria. What's the ministry behind there? We've had a lot of great preachers over the years who are local, Montgomery, Dothan, and they're like, we want to be on the radio. And they're wonderful, but there's not a ministry behind that. That's one of our criteria. They have a ministry behind that. So it's usually a national ministry. I think almost everybody we have is on 800 radio stations around the United States or whatever. Okay. So that's important. They need to be speaking the truth of God's word. And I'll tell you a program we removed this last year. And we quietly removed it in the same way if you removed a teacher here in your own church, someone who is off base or a pastor, didn't make a big deal out of it. But Pastor Rick Warren, one of America's famous pastors, thank you, Lord, he retired. And we removed him from the air. Now, his radio program didn't retire, but Rick had ordained three women for ministry. And while that's a very controversial subject, not around this table, but down the street, around the corner, it's a controversial deal. I think sometimes we can get into fights and arguments over things that are important to us that may not matter. And if we fight that publicly, we've only just hurt the Christian faith. But we removed his program. It was timely that he retired, and so we retired his program and replaced it with a gentleman who is a pastor in Texas who has a ministry behind his program. So anyway, those things happen. It's not something that you're always happy or proud of, but you prayerfully say, Lord, what do we need to do here? And we gather like we do here, and the Bible says, Let's reason together. Let's pray and seek God's direction. And sometimes we make decisions like that that weren't financially in our favor. We do receive. If someone calls up David Jeremiah today and gives him $1 million, Faith Radio would receive zero of that gift. But if someone called up another one of our programmers today gave $1 million, we might get 50% of that gift. We have different arrangements with different people. Generally, they're there at our permission and they make a donation to our ministry. We don't sell airtime. We don't negotiate that, but generally they make a donation to us. Some of them out of if someone calls their 800 number versus ours and gives them $100, then, for example, we might get $30 or $50 of that gift. So that's why you can listen all day long and hear you calling and you calling and you calling saying, give to my ministry, give to my ministry. And we let God just work that out. Some of the people you hear on Faith Radio are unable to make a gift to our ministry, but God provides for our needs. And so, anyway, we don't enter the financial piece with that in that decision making, but, anyway, that's how we decide.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a minute to pray? If anybody around the table wants to pray, but will you start us? Tom, will you close this out real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Lord, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to hear more about Faith Radio. It has been a blessing to all of us for many of us for 39 years, and I just thank you for that. I am one of those that have been the beneficiary of the ministry. I listen to the radio all the time. I'm in my vehicle, and just the depth of the word that is taught there by so many outstanding preachers, what a blessing that is. And then the news that comes out, just like what we heard this morning about the helping people get out of the abortion industry. I never had heard that before, and what a blessing that was to hear that. So just over the years, so many things have happened through the ministry, and it's just so available to anybody in our area. And you think about the sick and shut-in people that really have no way to get out to go to church or to do anything else, and they're being blessed by the word that's coming out. So I do pray that we would take a stand for the truth, Lord, and do it in a way that is loving and sharing the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be doing that, not only in the radio station, but our churches. So, Lord, we're in a difficult time. It's no surprise to you that Christians are being attacked all in every different direction. So give us the strength to take the stand and tell the truth. So I thank you this morning for Billy and for his work and his ministry and what he's doing there. Continue to encourage him, continuing to support him, and continue to get the word out through Faith Radio. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Heavenly, I just pray for this opportunity and for Bill, if this is what you want to have happen, that you provide the land, the money, and the people. I don't know what all it takes to have that radio station out there, but they need it. And that many people in that area be blessed to hear your faithful groups and hear uplift and worship music and to listen to Faith Radio. Thanks for Billy and what he does for Faith Radio and how you allow him to be the spokesman for the radio station. It's always a blessing to hear him speak. And just pray for the whole station and all the people employed there. Thank you for how you're using them and how you're spreading the word around the world through this radio station. And just hearing the voice of Japan and all these places. It's just so encouraging. And that a lot of people don't have that opportunity with local stations where they are. But through all this technology, tune into Faith Radio.
Yeah, my Father, thank you for this time to listen to the sharing testimony of this ministry. Please continue to bless ministry as your precious instrument to lead our souls into your kingdom through radio waves. Father, also even people disagree while we preach and expose scriptures, still please draw those people to you. Please soften their heart and hearts. Enable them to humble themselves to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, their precious Savior, through his ministry. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Father.
Lord, thank you for bringing us together this morning. Billy has encouraged the words. Lord, we thank you for his ministry. Lord, we can pray that you continue to bless it and grow it and block the barriers and open the doors. Lord, we just
and ears to your word.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time and for the technology that enables us to do this, a Zoom call, and realizing that that is just a corner in this whole world of technology, in which Faith Radio is right in the middle and doing the great service that they provide to not only this corner of the earth, but even extending through the internet to the far corners. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to sustain this ministry and provide the resources, provide the programming. Thank you for Billy and the staff who are part of this, and Wiley, and just the many folks that are part of this ministry and the board. Continue to give them wisdom as they navigate the path ahead, working with FCC, working within communities. And we pray for your hand at work to guide in the process, perhaps with Mobile area, with Uvalde, with these other places where potentially the site could be lost to another service. And yet, Lord, you are sovereign. We know that you work in ways that are even beyond our comprehension. And so we pray that this would continue, that you would use this to speak into the lives of people, to encourage them wherever they are, driving in their cars, remote places, this lady in her trailer, so many others. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the truth, that the gospel speaks to us in our hearts. And we celebrate that gospel this week, and the core of our faith rests on what Jesus accomplished for us that we cannot accomplish on our own in terms of justifying us before you, of reconciling us to you. We stand before you clothed in Christ's righteousness, and dependent on your grace and your mercy. We praise you for that, Father. Help each of us to serve you. I pray that the words of your truth, the gospel of truth, would be on our mouths, and that we would be open and willing to share, that we would hear the words of people around us, even in this day. It's in Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I pray for y'all?
Yeah.
Please do. I don't want to be left out. Yeah. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this special place, this church. I thank you for Trinity Presbyterian Church and what it means to this city and this community and to those of us who are not members here but just love this bright light, this place. So, Father, I thank you on this special week. Father, as we celebrate what you've done, Father, as we look at the events and just in the last week, so much going on in our world, children being shot and killed in a Christian school. I lift up our brothers and sisters there at Covenant Presbyterian. And Father, I'm reminded that you told us in this world we will have tribulation, but to be of good cheer, you've overcome this, Father. And so I pray that you would help us as we look at the events of last week, but celebrate the events of this week, that we say thank you that you've overcome that sting of death. And Father, it's quite a sting, but thank you that you've overcome that. Thank you for what you've done for our lives that we don't deserve. Dying on the cross for our sin, resurrecting on that Sunday morning. Father, we pray for a tremendous celebration here. I lift up this special place, this special church, in a unique season of transition. So Father, I pray you would bless them, unify them, use them in great ways. And Father, we thank you for the days ahead. We may not know what's ahead, but Father, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So we thank you. We trust you. We lean not on our own understanding. And we thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship. I pray for those that will come here this week, those with hurting hearts, those who may not have been here in a while, that may have felt an illness or a upsetness or whatever it is that's kept them away. I pray they would be blessed tremendously as they assemble together, as you've told us to not forsake. the assembling of ourselves together. So I pray for a great week here of services, celebrations, music. Speak to our hearts, Father. Grow our faith. We thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.